felt you got everything out of this mini camp and OTA?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit. You know, it was more, for a lot of us, it was more like a mental thing. You know, the physical part's going to take care of itself. You know, Coach told us, man, this game is won 95% of the game. You know, so just overall trying to get our minds together as a team, learning from the older guys, getting their experiences, man, their first years in the league. So I say, man, mini camp OTAs, man, went good.
How much did your comfort level with the offense grow?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, the first day, they were throwing a lot at us. You know, it was like Spanish at first. You know, so they broke it down to us day by day. And a lot of us, the young guys, got through with it.
What do you feel you got to put a little bit more concentration on? But between now and, say, you come back to training camp, you want to do better in that area?
I say it's more mentally, you know, knowing the plays, back of my hand. You know, as soon as he called this play out, that play out, I know right off the hand what I have. So I say it's more of the mental things.
You had a lot of red zone work today in run game. When there's no hitting, no pads, can you tell where the seams are going to be in a game?
Most definitely. As a running back, you're setting up the blocks to create your way. You know, even though sometimes you have to make a way, but most of the time, if you're running the right and you're on line with the O-line and everybody's doing their job, it makes your job a lot easier as a running back.
Coach Marone's made it pretty clear what he wants the identity of this team to be. Do you feel like through these OTAs that you kind of have at least got a groundwork for establishing that tough physical team?
Yeah, most definitely. I say Chris, Corey, you know, all the other guys in my room, they do a great job of being a leader and showing us each and every day how to prepare yourself to practice, how to be a pro, how to take care of your body. And off the field, man, Coach Doug is doing a great job of explaining what he wants out of a lot of the running backs, the wide receivers. So everybody has their own job, their own thing they have to do. And I think each group, as far as wide receivers, the linemen, everybody's doing a great job of doing what they need to do.
I might know you're not in pads or anything, obviously, now. Were you able to get a kind of feel for the physicalness of how much different it'll be? You
know? Yeah, most definitely, man. A lot of those guys are strong and fast. You know, it's funny, you know, going against Calais each and every day, you know. and his leadership and his experience, you know, he sits next to me in the locker. I talk to him every day, you know. So just getting his feedback of how, what he think I did today or what he think I need to do or improve on is a lot. It means a lot to me. Yeah.
That first day in pads be a big deal to you just to get that done? I mean, are you looking forward to that already?
I mean, man, the first day in pads is gonna be crazy, you know, because instead of me running, you know, towards Calais and stopping, I really have to block him now. You know, that's one of the things that's back of my head, you know, but it should be fun. You know, going out there, getting better, competing with each other, getting each other better. And, man, I love this team.
You had to practice a lot of shotgun runs this month. Did you sort of get used to that technique and footwork that's required, and how different is it?
I know. I did it in college. You know, so it's no different than what we did in college. You know, so it's really the same thing. You know, like I say, sometimes football is going to be the same thing no matter what you do or where you're at with it. You know, as long as you're getting the reps, the mental reps, and getting better.
What's your plan between now and camp? Are you here? Are you going home to Louisiana? Where
probably both. You know, I'm going to be here most of the time, you know, lifting weights, running, conditioning, because I know how important this month's going to be all for us, you know, and just to stay in shape, you know, mental things. Like I said, learning the playbook more and more until I have it, like, in the back of my hand.
How do you feel? Are you humble? I mean, the coaches always said you got to earn. Was it different for you not getting the number one rep with the starters?
No, not at all. I mean, my freshman year in college, I wasn't with the ones yet. You know, I'm like I said, it's something you have to work on, something you have to get better of doing. You know, competing, that's everybody's job has to do. Nobody's promised nothing, so you have to compete until your number's called.
Tyrone Wheatley, first-round pick, major college guy. How much does it help to have a guy who's lived through your experiences before?
Coach Wheatley, he's a great coach. He's hard on you, though. You know, he expect if he knows what you're capable of doing, man, he's going to get it out you. And that's just not on the field, that's off the field, learning and perfecting your craft on your own, you know. But that's not just Coach Wheatley, man. Like I said, Chris does a great job with us, man. Corey does a great job with the young guys, you know, pushing us to get to know this stuff off the field because it's so important to us.
Last one.
Who sets the tone for physicality that you guys want to bring?
Who sets the line does?
The line?
Most definitely. It starts with the O-line because without your O-line, you're nothing, you know. So if they come out here with it on their mind, knowing our game plan and what we have to do, they're going to set the tone for everything.